Hello and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. Today we have the story of a Pakistani squash player who overcame illness and family tragedy to become the greatest champion in the history of his sport. Shamila Jaffrey reports.
It's November 1981. Jahangir Khan, a 17-year-old from Pakistan, is going on court for the final of the World Open Squash Championship.
I decided that day that I will give everything till the last point, no matter I win or lose, but whatever I've done in past 2 years in trainings, mentally or whatever it is, I have to put everything into the match.
Jahangir's opponent was the reigning world champion Jeff Hunt. But to the astonishment of the crowd, it was young Jahangir who took the title.
Still remember the last shot when he went into a corner of the backhand side and he played the shot and he just could not make the ball reach to the front wall. And I could see the moment was happening. I had a tear in my eyes and you cannot describe the happiness I had at that time. It's like I had a burden and my body in next minute was totally light and I felt like a lot of things gone away from my shoulders.
And what did it mean to your family?
Obviously, the first thing was when I came out of the court, I called my home and spoke to my mother. Oh, yeah, they were all crying, you know.
Jahangir's family are Pashtuns, originally from the Khyber Pass, the gateway between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Since the 1950s, the Khans have produced generations of squash champions. But for Jahangir, the journey to that first world championship was not easy. His childhood was marred by serious health problems.
I was not really physically fit to play the game, and as I was born with the two hernia, I had two operations at the age of 5 and the age of 12. Could not hear properly. And I started talking at the age of 8. And I think because I couldn't listen, so I could not learn anything. And I was told by doctor that I won't be able to play squash at all. I was not allowed to go to a squash club. But he gave me like a small racket and ball I used to play at home and in a little veranda with my sisters and brothers. So this is how I started and I was very keen to play.
Jahangir soon showed his family he was the most talented of his generation. He became world amateur champion at just 15 and then moved to London. The plan was for his elder brother Torsim to coach him to world domination.
England always been the squash hub and that's where, you know, everybody come up to train and to play in its international circuit. And that was my dream as well. And then my brother was living already in Sutton, Surrey, playing in the professional circuit. And I stayed with him for 6 months, 1979. He had to go to Australia to play the Australian Open. And he said, I'll just go there and play this one and then probably think of doing the retirement and probably concentrate on you and properly, you know, like full-time coaching and training and make you to the top level. He got a heart attack in the while he was playing the first round. He collapsed in the court and he died there. And I think that was a big setback for the family, for myself. I was very upset because I was very close to my brother. He was like a mentor. He was everything to me at that time. And I did not pick up the racket for like 3-4 months. Then my father, my cousins, and the friends all persuaded me, look, this whatever has happened, happened, but I think you can fulfill his dream, what he wanted to make you world number one or world champion, so you can do it. And then I decided, you know, okay, I will take his dream. And I remember for 2 years, it was for me like day and night was the same thing. And I was doing 8 hours, 7 hours a day training. That made me really strong there. Mentally, I was strong and I was more focused. When I won the championship, I brought the trophy back to his grave again, you know.
That first world championship made Jahangir a hero in Pakistan. And over the next few years, he proved unbeatable.
Tonight, Jahangir Khan, the wonder boy of world squash, again won the British Open title. But his victory was hardly unexpected and confirms the young Pakistani's reputation as the most brilliant player of his day.
He's difficult to beat because he is difficult to upset on the court. He's always coming back at you.
The problem that Jahangir Khan poses his sport is that as things stand at the moment, only one man at a time is allowed to play him. That way, he always gets to win.
Jahangir went on a winning streak that lasted 5 years, 8 months and 555 matches. Every player in the world had one aim, to beat the king of squash.
Well, to be honest, whatever record I have created, you know, I've never planned for it or never thought, you know, I will do this way. It just happened. Every tournament, every match, I was focused. And whenever I was playing the match, I was always thinking of that day, not for the next day or anything like that.
The 3,000 French crowd had been willing Norman to complete what was previously regarded as an impossible victory.
Finally, in 1986, Jahangir came up against Ross Norman of New Zealand.
In the last 5.5 years, the Pakistani had only once conceded 2 games in a match, let alone suffered defeat. But Norman's World Open victory breaks one of the longest winning runs in world sport.
Did you believe that you'd actually beaten him? How did it sink in?
No, I didn't completely. I knew I'd beaten him, but it hasn't started to sink in until like 24 hours later, and I'm sure it still hasn't sunken in completely. You know, even under severe pressure, even though when he's been carrying an injury, even when he's been sick, he still managed to sort of pull through and become such a stronger guy for it. And, you know, this has scared a lot of people off.
Did you have a feeling that you would lose the match against Ross Norman?
Before the match, I never thought of that, but I knew one day it will happen. It could be any day, you know. I mean, it cannot be a winner forever, and that was the day. And he played well.
Was it a tough and close contest?
It was a close match, 4 games, and I think if I could have won the 4th game, I think it would have been changed the result as well.
At what point did you start thinking that, you know, I'm now going to lose it?
Not even till the last match point. I remember never used to be any news on BBC TV, and I think my losing was the headline that day, and I think it made the game popular as well that day.
Yeah, but I mean, how did you feel? Like, were you relieved or annoyed or sad when you realized that you
lost? I think I was more relieved because I could say that it gave me another challenge to come back.
The title is his again. It was inevitable.
And Jahangir did come back, regaining the world championship the following year. He retired in 1993. Looking back, Jahangir now feels proud of his winning streak and quietly confident it will never be beaten.
Now I feel it is something big. It's among the longest streak in any sport. I think it's a difficult one, and I appreciate now because I never thought and I never realized I will do this kind of things.
But nobody has been able to break it yet.
I think it's very difficult. A record meant to be broken, but I think some record can be stayed for longer.
Jahangir Khan was speaking to Shumaila Jaffrey for that edition of Sporting Witness. It was first broadcast in 2015. You can catch the whole series online. Just search for BBC Sporting Witness. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.